asking, Lord, that you would use this vessel in this moment as you choose. And Lord, please let my life, let it praise you. We're asking for clarity of thought, clarity of speech. We ask, Lord God, that you would speak to us, you would speak through us, and you would speak to all those that have an ear to hear what your Spirit has to say to the church. Save somebody today, Lord, by the preaching of your word. Heal somebody today. Deliver somebody today. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost by the preaching of your word. And we'll forever give you praise and thanks. We ask and receive this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, Merry Christmas to everybody. I have a thought that hit my mind last week, and simply a thought. The birth of births. The birth of births. Now we know and understand, we're not confused for those that would like to make an assault or cast dispersions on the church. We know that Jesus was not actually born on December 25th. So we're going to take that arrow out of their quiver that they might shoot at the church. But we know that he was born. And this is the day that we choose to celebrate his birth. Amen. And what I love about God and what I love about the plan of God, and as I am continuing to study, and I like, and I'm thankful for all of my instructors, even in school and in Bible college, and even my pastors that I've had. One thing that I realized, that it is true that prophecy is the future told in advance. And this event that we're celebrating today, the birth of Christ, has been prophesied well in advance of the actual event. So we are in a good position, and we are in good standing when we believe what the Word of God has to say. And there may be those critics and those adversaries to the good news, but we will stand on God's Word, because we understand through God's Word that heaven and earth will pass away, but the very Word of God, it will abide forever. So we want to look at a few of what has been called messianic prophecies. We will look at some of the prophecies that foretells the Messiah, the birth of the Messiah, the tribe of the Messiah, the location of the birth of the Messiah, the identity, if you will, of the Messiah. And we know that the Messiah is none other than Jesus. Jesus, that word Christ means, and translated, means Messiah. So here we are in Genesis. Walk with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter number 49 and verse number 10. Here is one of the messianic prophecies about Jesus. Here's what it says in verse number 10. I have, of course, the Amplified Classic Version. It says, "The scepter or leadership shall not depart from Judah." So here he is identifying the tribe now. "Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh." Amplified Classic unpacks it. "The Messiah, the peaceful one, comes to whom it belongs, and to him shall be the obedience of the people." All right. So here way back in Genesis. God is declaring that the Messiah or the ruler's staff is going to be in and from the tribe of Judah. All right, looking at another messianic prophecy, we move to the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah, the 7th chapter and verse number 14, the Bible says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." So the prophet here, Isaiah, was saying that God is going to do this himself. He's not going to need any assistance from anybody. He said, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign." He said this virgin is going to conceive something that has never been done before, something that was thousands of years before artificial insemination. Here the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. We know what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father." So pointing again to the birth of this child and to the birth of this son. So we move to Micah, and Micah will give us a geographical location of this event. Here in Micah chapter number 5 and verse number 2, it says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, you are little to be among the clans of Judah. Yet out of you shall one come forth for me who is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth has been from of old, from ancient days, from eternity." So God, through the prophets that he used in the Old Testament time, gave and proclaimed before it happened the tribe, gave and proclaimed before it happened how this birth was going to take place. It was not going to be any involvement in intercourse between a man and a woman. And God here in Micah, he lets you know that this is going to take place in Bethlehem. And I'm so thankful that God keeps his word. God's word is accurate. God's word is precise. And so we get to Matthew chapter number 1 and verse 21. Here the angel is declaring, she, I'm talking about Mary now, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." The Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, which means Savior. So the angel is declaring that this son, you got to name him Jesus. Now, it is interesting because in the Jewish tradition and culture, the fathers were the ones who named the children. You remember even when Jesus' cousin in the flesh was born, John the Baptist, and when his father, Zacharias, was in the temple and he saw the angel, and the angel told him, "Look, y'all gonna have a kid." And when he left the temple, he couldn't speak anymore. So when it was time to name John, Jesus's cousin, they asked, "What's going to be his name?" And his father asked for a writing instrument, and his father wrote down, "His name is John." And then when he did that, then he was able to speak. Letting you know that God fulfills his promises. God keeps his word, and every word of God is true. So here the Bible said in Matthew 1, verse 21, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." The Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, which means Savior. Aren't you glad that there was a Savior that was born? And I like how the end of this verse concludes, for he will save his people from their sins. That is, prevent them from falling and missing the true end and scope of life, which is God. I like the fact that this was declared way before the foundation of the world. He said he will save his people from their sins. And we understand and know through the reading of the Word of God that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. So this Savior, this child that will be born, is going to be called Jesus. He's going to be called the Savior of the world. And he is born to die. He is born to take on your sins and my sins. He is born to take on the sins of the entire human race. And he's born to save his people from their sins. And listen, God doesn't want nobody to be lost. And because he doesn't want anybody to be lost, he had to come with the plan of salvation that he himself brought down. Remember, this child is Emmanuel. Remember, this child is the mighty God. This child is the everlasting Father. This child is the Messiah that was prophesied that he would come through the tribe of Judah. So now I'm in Luke chapter number 2. Around verse number 7, and the event now has come to the point where Mary is going to give birth to her first child. And the Bible said in Luke 2 and verse number 7, and she gave birth to her son, her firstborn, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room or place for them in the inn. And in that vicinity there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching in shifts over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly affrighted. They were terribly frightened. They were scared, if you will, when they saw this great sight. Look at verse number 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. Listen, the good news is that there is a Savior that is born. I'm so glad that God sent the angel to declare this to those shepherds. And we just got finished singing a little while ago, go and tell it. And we are the ones in this day and time that we have to be the proclaimers of the good news. And the good news is that a Savior was born. The good news is that we don't have to die in our sins. And I like the fact that the angel said, this is a great joy. This good news is of great joy, which will come to all the people. And we can't be prejudiced, and we cannot stereotype, and we cannot hold back this glorious good news. Because remember, after Jesus was risen from the dead, he said, go and preach this gospel to the whole world. He said, make disciples of every nation. So I'm thankful to God that we're celebrating the fact that Jesus was born. And the angel said, for unto you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. We have some of our Jewish brothers and sisters that are still looking for the Messiah to come, but it's up to us who've been blood washed. It's up to us who've been baptized in his name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. We are not here to perform, but we are here to proclaim, and we are proclaiming the fact that Jesus was in fact born. This is the birth of births. because if he was not born, then he would not have been able to die. And if he did not die on the cross of Calvary, we would be still in our sins. So I'm thankful to God. I give God praise. I give God glory. I give God thanks. My heart is filled with gratitude because I was not there when this event happened, but I'm so glad that it happened. I'm so glad that he was born. I'm so glad that he is the Savior of the world, and it's up to us to take this message to the world. And the Bible said in verse 12, and this will be a sign for you by which you will know and recognize him. You will find, after searching, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger, and it happened just like that. Do you see the accuracy of God's word? God's word has pinpoint accuracy because his word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and every word of God is true, and he is a shield unto those that put their trust in him. So I'm trusting in the fact that though I was not there, I believe it happened just like God said it happened, and I'm thankful to God for the birth of birth. So now I got to move now to Luke chapter number 2. And around verse 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Look at that. The Holy Ghost was moving before the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost was upon him. It didn't say that the Holy Ghost was in him, but it was upon him. And he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was looking for the Messiah. And God let him know something. In verse number 26, it was revealed unto him by the very same Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And again, that word Christ means Messiah. Look at the confidence of this man. Look at the confidence that he had in the word of God. God said, you ain't gonna die, Simeon, until you see the Messiah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We need faith to believe the promises of God. Any promises that God has put in his word, every promise is yea and amen. So if God has given you a promise, hold on to it. I got to speak about one promise that came to my mind. When God sent back the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, the Bible said that the promise is unto you, is to your children, and to them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I got some more good news this morning. The call is still going forth. The call is still being declared. God will perform his promise. He will keep his word. So keep praying for your loved ones. Keep praying for your siblings. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your friends. Keep praying for your family. Keep praying for your neighbors, because God is calling them to salvation. God is calling them to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And since he did it for us, and God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. The Holy Ghost is for everybody that really seeks him. I hear God say in his word, in the day that you search for me with all your heart, that's the day that you will find me. So we have to declare this gospel message that the birth of birth took place so that mankind can be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Listen, this birth that we're talking about was the birth of birth. But you, my brother, you, my sister, you, my friend, you can have of birth today. Once you get born of the Spirit, God has a desire to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you get God on the inside. I can imagine the joy of Simeon when he held God. Can you imagine touching God? Can you imagine touching Emmanuel? Because if you read further down in this portion, he took Jesus up in his arms and he said, Lord, I can die now. Lord, you've been faithful and you kept your promise because you not only let me see the Savior, but you let me touch him. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Can you imagine the joy that filled his soul to hold God manifested in the flesh? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And not only that, there was a woman who was about 84 years old. Her name was Anna, and she came into the temple. Oh, wait a minute. This commercial, sometimes it's good to come into the temple. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So while Simeon was praising God for keeping his promise, he took him up in his arms and he blessed God. And he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Listen, he can die in peace because he touched God. If you want to die in peace, you need to have God touch you. You need to have God on the inside. Then you can die in peace. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the birth of birth. He said, now, God, I can die in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. So if there's anybody in your hood, anybody in your campus, anybody on your job, anybody in your family that's looking for salvation, tell them to look to Jesus. He is salvation for all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. So he wants to save Jew and Gentile. The birth of birth. I'm dropping down now to pick up Anna. She was a prophetess. And the Bible said in verse 38, she coming in at that instant while there was praise going on, while Simeon was still in the midst of praising God, here comes somebody. Listen, that's why you got to get here on time. You got to get here so you can offer up praise and worship to our great God. You don't want to be late. You want to give God his due. You want to come in before him and give him praise. You want this house to be filled with praise. You want the adoration of our great God to be on a corporate level. Don't you dare. If God is gracious enough to allow us to see 2023, we got to come before 10 o'clock. We got to be in our place and give our great God what he deserves. I hear God declare in his word that praise is comely for the upright. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and his marvelous works unto the children of men. Look back over your life for a minute and see what God has done. 3 years
of dealing with this pandemic, and yet we're still here. We're still clothed and in our right minds, all because the birth of births. So here comes Anna. Here comes Anna into the temple. And the Bible says in verse 38, and she coming in at that instant gave thanks likewise. So she joined in the praise, if you will. She seconded the praise of Simeon. This is why it's good to come together, because God dwells in the midst of this praise. So if you praise over here, and y'all praise over there, and y'all praise over there, and y'all praise over there, God, I said God, he will sit enthroned on the praises of his people. So every chance that God gives us to come into the house, we ought to come in with the mind on God. We ought to come in and get strength from one another. We ought to come in encouraging one another. We ought to come in with our mind on praising God, because when we look back over what God has done, when we think about what God is doing, we're still here. We're still here. We're still here with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God has not let calamity or disaster overtake us through all of our tests, through all of our trials, through all of our temptations. Yet he's still God. Yet he's still worthy of all of our praise. Through our ups and through our downs, he is still worthy of all of our praise. So Anna gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all that look for redemption in Jerusalem. If you're looking for redemption, you can find it in Jesus. If you're looking for deliverance, you can find it in Jesus. I have to say this. It ain't in my notes, but it's in my heart. Let 2023, if God allows us to see it, let it be a day that we witness as never before. Listen, we need the drug addicts to come. Yes, we do. We need them to come in here. Yeah. We need the homosexuals to come. We need the all them letters. L, B, help me out. G, Q, T, elemental P, all of them. We need them to come and hear the good news. We need all the pronouns to come. We need they and them and us and y'all, because God loves them. The Bible said that he is a light to the Gentiles. So we cannot be afraid to witness to those communities. He said, my house shall be a house of prayer for all people. You don't wait a minute. If God would pull our rap sheet and put it up on the screen, I hear the Apostle Paul declare, and such were some of you. We cannot be afraid. We cannot be afraid. This is the birth of births. We cannot be afraid to tell them in 2022, as we move into 2023, that Jesus is real. Jesus still saves. He can take a drunk and a dope addict like me and save their soul. If he can do it for us, he can do it for those I want them all to come. And when they come, they can come smelling like weed. When they come, they can come high. When they come, they can come drunk. When they come, they can come hung over, hung under, down low, up low, anywhere you want to go. But we need to be able to witness to them. And this gospel, it has to be animated and articulated. That means we got to preach the gospel, but when the animation comes in, we got to live it. It's time for us to say, whosoever will. We can't be picky. We can't be choosy. Huh? What if God was as picky and choosy as some of us might have been? I wouldn't be here. But because of the birth of birth, I hear Jesus say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. There's a restless world out there. People are searching for answers. And some of us been sitting on the answer. I'm not going to them. What am I going to say? Tell them that there's a Savior. Tell them that love covers a multitude of sin. You tell them that when nothing else could help me, love lifted me. Y'all taught me your song, He Brought Me Out of the Miry Clay. I was filthy. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very guilty, staying within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard, glory, my despairing cry. And from the waters, I was drowning. You know, I almost drowned once when I was a kid in camp. I was learning how to swim, or so I thought I would teach your kids how to swim. And you know how kids are. Kids play. Sometimes they play too much. And I remember I was at this pool, and you know how they have those ropes with the buoys across the pool? On one side was 3 feet. I was like 5 foot something. And on the other side was 16 feet. And I could do a couple strokes, you know, but the fear that was in my mind, somebody walked behind me and pushed me in the pool. And when they pushed me in the pool, I panicked. Because I could reach out and touch the rope that divided the 3 feet from the 16 feet. But all that was in my mind, well, this is 16 feet. I ain't going to make it. Huh? That was all that was in my mind. So I'm struggling, and then the lifeguard dove in the pool. Didn't take his clothes off or none. He dove in the pool. He saw me struggling. Dove in the pool and got me up out of the water and put me back on solid ground. Jesus is our lifeguard. Huh? He dove into the pool of humanity, put on flesh, and said, all right, here I come to the rescue. You talk about a superhero. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters of sin, from the waters of iniquity, from the waters of degradation, he lifted me. Guess what? Now safe am I. Oh, glory. All because of the birth of births. The birth of births. I need to let y'all go. Yes, I do. I need to let y'all go. But I want to get
to something that Jesus said before I let you go. Can I get to what Jesus said? Somebody said, what did he say? Thank you. In John chapter number 3, very, very familiar passage of scripture. This is when a religious person came to Jesus. Listen, Jesus wants to save all the religious folks too. I think that bears repeating. Jesus wants to save all the religious people too. And I like the fact that Jesus didn't argue with Nicodemus. I like the fact that Jesus just told him what needed to be said. Remember, Nicodemus said, Rabbi, teacher, we know you're a man sent from God, because nobody can do the things that you do except God be with him. That would have pumped our heads up. We said, well, you know, I've been in the ministry, and I perfected my gifts, and, you know, the anointing follows me. Jesus didn't say all that, because he knew what Nicodemus needed to hear. And we have to be bold, loving, and kind enough to tell people what they really need to hear. Not in an arrogant or boastful way, but we have to draw them with the same thing that Jesus draws us with and continues to draw us with, cords of love. Jesus answered him, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that unless a person is born again, Amplified unpacks it, anew from above, he cannot ever, you see that? Know, be acquainted with, and experience the kingdom of God. Now that's plain and simple. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter his mother's womb again and be born? Great question, Nicodemus. Jesus answered, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, unless a man is born of water and even the Spirit, capital S there, he cannot ever enter the kingdom of God. Cannot ever. Continue in your religion, but you need a relationship with Jesus. You need the birth of births. This is what Jesus is saying to a religious man. Jesus said in verse 6, what is born of or from the flesh is flesh, of the physical is physical, and what is born of the Spirit, capital S, is spirit. See, you got to watch the capital S, because there's a whole lot of spirits floating around. And there's some imitations and imposters floating around. But you got to get the capital S. And that's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Verse 7, marvel not, do not be surprised, astonished at my telling you, you must, some of y'all, No, you must, a few of y'all, you must, just the rich ones, just the poor ones, just the outcasts of society, just the educated ones, just the uneducated ones, just the ones you like. Marvel not. Don't be surprised. Do not be surprised or astonished at my telling you. You must all be born anew from above. This was and is, and it can be for somebody, the birth of births. Don't be satisfied with just getting in the water. Incomplete. You ever turned in an assignment and the teacher marks with big red? Why they use red? In big red letters, incomplete. That happened. incomplete. And you know it's incomplete because you don't want to put it on top. You wait till the rest of the class put their papers in, then you kind of want to slide it in the pile. And then you got nerve enough to ask the teacher, are you grading on a curve? No, we're grading straight. But if you only went to the water of baptism and got baptized in Jesus' name, then your birth is incomplete. I have to tell you the truth. I can't play with your soul. Your soul is too valuable to God, and your soul is important to me. But you can change that incomplete. You can get an A plus with a sticker. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost, and then that makes your birth complete. He loves you too much to hold back this gift from you. But you got to receive it. And you will never receive it if you don't genuinely, thank you, hooked on phonics didn't work for me. If you do not if you don't really, glory. Hope I don't have to give back my master's degree, but that's a joke. But anyway, if you don't really believe him, you won't receive him. But you got to really believe him. You got a cloud of witnesses in this building and on our online campus that believe the promise and receive the promise. God filled us with the Holy Ghost. So the joy that Simeon had of holding God, it fails in comparison with the joy that we have of having God, because we got him on the inside. We have this treasure, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Emmanuel, in these earthen vessels. So, in my closing, I beseech you, therefore, my brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, be reconciled to him. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost, receive it. Receive it. Don't argue with God, because you can't win an argument with God. Say, Lord, you promised your Spirit, and I want it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to believe it. And the fact that I believe is I'm going to start praising you right now. I'm going to block out everybody that's around me, everybody that I rode with, and so whoever invited me, but I need your Spirit. I want the birth of births. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you'll know, God will know, and everybody around you will know. You will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance, just like in the Bible, just like we did. And guess what? That's just the start of your new birth. And then we're led by the Holy Ghost. What really impresses God, and as I move closer to the direction of conclusion, sound like one of my old Baptist friends. I'm getting ready to close 3 hours later, but anyway. What really brings glory and honor to God is those of us who have experienced the birth of births, been born of the water and of the Spirit, is we live like it. We are God's representatives to this dark world. We love everybody. Anybody challenged in that area Oh, I'm the only one in here? Yeah. No. I remember, listen, I wasn't here, but I was tuning in last week. We're challenged with love. But the real proof of us becoming more like Jesus and of us, I believe, valuing the birth of births is we love everybody that we come in contact with. Even the ones that rub us. They rub us. They don't love us, they rub us. But again, in 2023, it's not about me. It's bigger than me. I got to love regardless. And because I have experienced this birth of births, I'm required. I'm authorized. I have the responsibility to love regardless. Not looking for anything. Help me, God, as I speak this word out of my mouth. Not looking or expecting anything in return. Well, they saved like I'm saved. Ain't got nothing to do. You love regardless. All right. Who wants the Holy Ghost? Believe it. Believe God. You can get it right now. And you'll see. Just believe and start praising God. Just believe. Just believe. The Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Again, it's the promise. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. You need the birth of births. As we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, angels are prone and prompt to rejoice in heaven over one sinner that truly repents. They're ready to rejoice if one soul gets the Holy Ghost. That's my prayer. That's my prayer for all those that are seeking, is God fill them with the Holy Ghost. God, give them a hunger and thirst that only you can feel. And let us do our parts to be the midwives, if you will, to usher in your presence, to encourage their faith with your word, not by our traditions, but with your word, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the birth of births. But we want to enjoy your new birth. Amen? If you haven't received it, and if you have received it, value it.